BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 49 verses 5 through 6. Wealth has the capacity to empower. The empowerment that wealth obtains is mostly used for self at others' peril. The natural tendency is to place self before others. This shared human nature grows in the hearts of any who entertain it, burning away compassion and love. When given the chance to overpower others, most will do so because of fear of loss. The wealthy pride of a fearful soul selfishly disdains and destroys others. Evil days come. People of little means or power are also afraid. Yet because they do not have wealth's capacity, they are subjective to those who do. That is, those who have little or no compassion and love. Those of little means tend to fear those who do them wrong. Though they do not have wealthy means, they do attempt to use means that destroy societies. Evil days come. The righteous refrain from both the ways of the wealthy and the ways of those of little means. Here is a temptation for the righteous. Yet, because they have faith in an all-powerful God who loves them enough to die for them, they refrain from evil ways. So now I ask the question of the writer of this proverb psalm, quote, "Why should I fear when evil days come? When wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches." The answer to this question is in the coming BDBD.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.